In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. When Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying out and saying, "Son of David, have mercy on us." And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" And they said to him, "Yes, Lord." Then he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, let it be to you." And their eyes were opened. Again, Jesus demonstrates his mercy by healing two blind men and casting out a demon from a man possessed in our gospel reading this morning. The diseases, blindness and muteness, were physical. The evangelist St. Matthew does not say what caused the blind men's blindness. The other's inability to speak is clearly attributed to demonic possession. Physical blindness in the scriptures often points to a far more serious disease. Spiritual blindness is more serious than physical. Jesus prepares these men by asking them a question to test them and to bring out their faith, to get them involved, to use their mind, to use their hearts, and to make a decision to believe. God does that to each of us, and we have to decide what to do. We have to decide what should we do. Which road do we take when we come to the fork in the road of good and evil? Right and wrong. We have to make that decision ourselves. And these do come to us in our daily lives. Yes is the road to holiness, and no, and we follow the road to sin and ungodliness. So there's a decision there. What did the blind men answer? The blind men answered, "Yes, Lord," indicating that the faith they already had in him, no doubt, because they had heard of him and his wondrous works, has become more sure in here. Your walk and my walk with God through Jesus Christ becomes more sure as you believe and act on your belief in your faith. The more you do that, you believe and then act on it and do that, it becomes more sure. Yes, I believe. I believe more. As God answers prayers, as God answers our hopes and gives us peace, our faith grows and it gets stronger. We become more sure as we believe Christ, as we are repentant, as we're humble, as we are obedient to Him, and in return, He helps us, He saves us, He has mercy on us, and He keeps us in His love, and He keeps us safe in His kingdom here on earth, especially here on earth. Many years ago, we called these things signposts. You know, when you're taking a trip and you're driving down the road, that Memphis is 50 miles. Then you see the sign again. It says Memphis is 40 miles. 30 miles. And you say to yourself, I'm going in the right direction. I'm getting closer to where I am going. And the signs tell us that you're going in the right direction. We used to call them spiritual signposts. God does something good for us in a time of trouble. And the next time something like it happens, you look back on how God helped you in those circumstances and got you through it. How he answered prayers, kept you on the right road. And so when things happen again, you think, you know, the last time the Lord took care of me. You can bet the next time the disciples were in a boat and a big storm came up, they thought about what had happened. I said, you know, you remember that? Oh, yeah. Well, we're okay. And you ride on through it. We can say God will help us again and again and again. And so we walk in faith, believing God. St. John Chrysostom says of the blind men, while they at first had addressed him as Son of David, they now were able to call him Lord. They call him no more Son of David, but soar higher and acknowledge his dominion over all. Lord, thank you. As they grew in their faith. And this is our calling as followers and disciples of Christ. As our spiritual blindness is beginning to be healed, and each day, each week, each month, each year, we should begin to see God's love and his mercy for us clearer. We can see it more clearly. Are you having trouble seeing? You may need to see Father John or one of the priests at the church. In a sense, he's sort of a spiritual ophthalmologist. Is that right? Isn't an ophthalmologist an eye doctor? What's the guy that gives you glasses? I guess he helps too, but you want to go see a spiritual ophthalmologist. I know a good eye doctor. I don't think he's here today. But he used to go and he'd say, when I'd go to the eye doctor, he said, well, we'll tweak those glasses just a little bit and you'll be able to see a little bit better. See if that helps you see better. And it usually did. And then, you know, I got my eyes, got the cataracts removed, and now I can see pretty good, but I still need reading glasses occasionally. God wants us to see clearly. He wants us to see him, his life, his love, his mercy clearly. And it's a lifelong pursuit. Before I got the other glass, and I'll probably have to have them again. But you'd go and you'd get another pair of glasses and, whoa, I can see better now. Then I'd go and he'd tweak it and I'd see better. But that's what we do spiritually. We may fall, but we get up again and we walk forward. We see Christ clearly or better than we did before. We can follow him. It's a lifelong pursuit. We need to come to Christ. We need to come here and be healed. If you're sick and you don't go to the doctor or you don't go to the hospital, you can't be helped. You will stay sick. And if you don't deal with something serious, you will die. Same way spiritually. You have to deal with those things. And it's the same with God. Christ is the great physician. Christ heals those things that fight us, that corrupt us, that bring us down. He heals that sin, that fear of death, and deals with and gives us what we need to deal with Satan. I'm going to read a passage from Archbishop Dimitri. The OCA wrote a book on the miracles of Christ, and I want to read a passage. Spiritual blindness can be complete or partial. In the heart and the mind, one can fail altogether to see God, have no place for him, and seek the meaning of existence elsewhere. You can go somewhere else and look for God. There's a lot of places to look. What is perhaps even more common is one can have a tentative belief, somehow believing, yet having doubts. We remember the words of the father who asked the Lord to heal his son. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. But when one comes into the presence of Christ, he may reject him as many did during our Lord's lifetime, or he may undergo a total conversion. In the same way, a direct experience of the Lord's presence can transform what has been conditional and incomplete into complete faith and trust. So if your faith and trust is a little wobbly, a little shaky, coming into the Lord's presence can change that, can make it complete. God loves mankind. He calls all men to come to him. But you must come, and you have to come humble and willing to receive the medicine of immortality. May God grant us all the faith, the hope, and the love to come to him this day and forevermore. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.